I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brr, a cold, frosty Saturday morning. Welcome aboard. Oh, another tough weather weekend ahead. We'll talk about that. But first, I want to thank all of those listeners who came by Marsh and Bayou's store in Mandeville last week where we broadcast the program. It was great to meet some of you, see some old friends, some new friends, and glad to always get out and meet our listeners in person. And hopefully you'll stop by Marsh and Bayou on a regular basis. Great little fish and tackle store. Even got kayaks and very unique products. And they've also got a darn good little magazine, and it is free. And there's not many things in this world free, but they've got a great Martian Bayou magazine, a publication with stories and photos and information in it. You pick it up free at many, many locations, including that store. And speaking of free, this radio show is free. We call it Radio Free Outdoors. Again, all you need is a radio. No subscription. You don't have to pay for any cable. You don't have to pay for satellites. We've been doing this for nearly 33 years, and we continue to offer a free show. We thank our sponsors, who are the ones that bring it to you. All right, so we don't have much hunting left. Goose conservation order goes into March. Got a couple of areas still open for bow hunting for deer. Quail, if you can find those extinct species, that's open through the end of the month. Also, squirrel and rabbits open. And snipe. You know, a lot of people don't believe there really exists a bird called a snipe. Believe me, they are for real. And I haven't really been able to get any snipe hunting in. If anybody's got any huntable, accessible snipe hunting areas you know of that's holding a few birds, text that information to me. You can do that with your other reports, your comments, your questions. We take texts at 504-260-1870. We love to hear who's listening to us and where and what you got going on. Well, we kicked off the new Bayou Wild TV Season 8 premiere. You got to love this kid. Boone Hoops, a little 7-year-old cancer victim from Ohio. It was his hunt of a lifetime with Ron Torres at Magnolia Farms in Mississippi. Great program. If you haven't seen it, you can catch it on any of our stations where it broadcasts, or it's available on YouTube. You choose to pick the time and place. Also, we got some new Bayou Wild apparel. So if you'd want to get some of that, check it out on our website, bayouwildtv.com. And also, we'd like to hear from you. If there's anything, anybody, any place you'd like to see featured on a Bayou Wild TV episode, let me know that. Just simply shoot me a text. Also, this week I attended the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. Lots of items were discussed. I do have the Cliff's Notes on the two most important subjects on the agenda. That is the updated speckled trout report and also the latest story making really big headlines this week. The first case of CWD, chronic wasting disease, has finally made its way into Louisiana. We are now the 28th state that CWD has been established in. What action will the state be taking? We'll get to that for you. Also, our regular field reports across the coast, and a little chat with Melissa Miller about next weekend's Biloxi Boat Show. And we've got the story of a Belchase, Louisiana man who put together an arsenal of night hunting equipment, even had a stash of drugs with him, but only problem? You guessed it. He got caught. He'll be honored as this morning's bad boy of the outdoors. Our coastal marine forecast is pretty rough looking. Inshore north winds 20 knots, rough. Offshore north winds 20 to 25, 5 to 8 foot seas. Offshore fishing out, that's a small craft advisory up. Lots of sunshine, though, and one of the smallest tide ranges I have ever seen, 0.31. And with those north winds blowing, if it's got any west in it, might be some water shortage in some of the lower coastal areas. Mississippi River is at 6.5 and steady. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Robbie Campo and let you know about a road detour. If you're headed down to St. Bernard this weekend, you're going to have to take a little bit of a detour. We'll explain how that works. All that and a whole lot more of what you and I love to talk about on Saturday mornings. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, just how cold is it out there? Well, here's a look around the state. Right here at St. Hubert's Cathedral on the North Shore, it's 32 degrees. Venice is our warm spot this morning, 39. Mobile, it's 34. Slidell, 30. Grand Isle, 37, but a 23-mile-per-hour wind. Alexandria is 27. Shreveport's 25. That is our coldest spot on the Louisiana map. Monroe is 28. Lake Charles, 32. Lafayette, 30. Baton Rouge 30 and New Orleans 34. All those temperatures, high 20s, low 30s. If you get to 50 today, you're going to be lucky. And that is some cool temperatures for the Gulf Coast. If you happen to be headed down to St. Bernard Parish this weekend, you're going to have to take a detour. Robbie Campo joins us. And Robbie, that Intercoastal Waterway Gulf Outlet Bridge, you know, we know it as the Green Bridge on Highway 47, is going to be shutting down. Well, it already shut down yesterday, so it's not going to open until Monday. So tell us about the detour, the options to get down to Campos.
Well, your options are going to be down. You're going to have to go in through either Franklin Avenue or, you know, you have to come in through, you know, and come in through Claiborne or North Robinson to Judge Perez and come around. Or either if you're coming from, well, if you're coming from Metairie, you have no problems. But, because Chalmette exit, you're just not going to be able to do it. So your best bet is to just stay on the interstate and get off at Franklin or Elysian Field is going to be your best bets, you know, to get down this way.
Right. Now, it's cold. So, and it's going to be windy. It's going to be sunshine. Yeah. I'm expecting people maybe coming out a little later, because if you're getting around in the 40s and 50s, that's fishable. But right now, down in the 30s with the wind blowing in the dark, I'm not sure about getting a real good early start.
Yeah, you might as well wait for the sun to come up. You know, Don, it's blowing 20 knots here at Lake Bourne, 21 knots. It's 35 degrees here this morning. You know, I mean, this wind is howling out of the northwest. But your water temperature is still 54 degrees here, so that's still you know, fishable with, you know, a fish will bite in 54 degree water. I thought that this water would drop out enough that maybe that those redfish would get in the bayou up there by the bridge, but actually the water is not that low, and it's because it's getting driven across, wind driven across the lake over here and pushed up in the Shell Beach. But it is dirty, so you got to keep that in mind. Now, Wednesday and Thursday, when it was a little bit warmer out, of course, we did have some showers, but did catch some trout up the ship channel from us, you know, a couple miles up the ship channel. We had two boats, one Wednesday and one Thursday, just about limited out. You know, one had 49 one day and the other one had 44, fishing up the ship channel, fishing a lemon drop, major shad. So a lemon head major shad, or whatever the yellow plug is. Some people call it lemon drop. Some people call it lemon heads, but nevertheless, they caught some really, really pretty trout up the ship channel. So the fish are still here, Don. You just got to get weather to fish them. And this is just not the weather to do it. And, you know, blowing 20 knots, I think I could find something else to do. On a day like today, this is the kind of day you just get your honeydews done and get ready for when things straighten up, because it is really, really cold out here. And, you know, and who wants to be in this, you know, 20 knot winds out here riding in a boat? I know I don't. It's just brutal today.
You can put me in that number that doesn't want to be out in a boat today, but until maybe later on when the sun comes up, you know, it might be an idea. You know, dirty water, high winds, and cold temperatures is not what you need for trout fishing. But you got some options. You know, if you could get into the marsh and scoot around and try to pick up some redfish, the bass bite in cold water, and also you might find a few sheephead, too. Just take your time and pick some dead-end canals and maybe some of the little marsh ponds, fish the points, and you could build you a little box of fish, I think.
Oh, there's no doubt, Don. You know, but is anyone going to go do it? That's the question. I mean, hey, look. Now they did catch some redfish on the backside of the dam this week. So, yeah, that's probably going to be the only place today that you're going to have any clean water at all. So, if you got that in your mind, if you want to just go redfishing or, you know, and some sheephead, you go on the backside of the dam, you could probably pull that off. And it'll be a little bit protected because you're going to be on the backside of them rocks. So, you know, and the water, that's going to be probably only one of your clean spots that, you know, you're going to have clean water is behind that dam.
Gotcha. Well, Rob, anything else you want to add?
No, I saw yesterday, Don, that they set the – dates for the new duck season, so it must have been a success this year the way they did the duck season. So I was, and a few duck hunters that I talked to, especially one of them was Jimmy Carley, and they were happy about the way that they did that split, the two splits, you know, and spread it out. So, but they set the new duck season, so I guess that was a step in the right direction, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, we didn't have one of the greatest duck seasons ever, and there's some problems with that. But, yeah, I'm in favor of a three-split, too. It gives the ducks a little bit more of a resting chance because now with the surface drive engines, there's a lot of pressure moving around and scaring the ducks out. So the more rest you can give them, the better. Okay, Rob, thank you, my friend. Y'all try to stay warm down there. Let's hope we get a little warm-up during the week, and it's supposed to be no rain, so maybe we'll turn out to be a pretty good week after we get this cold stuff out of here.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'm going to get back in my office and sit by that heater. So talk to you later, Don.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, Robbie Campo reports on us on the St. Bernard area from Campo's Marina down in Shell Beach. Stop by and see him. All right, right after this, cold water fishing. Let's see if we can catch a few bass. Maybe some of those, what do they call them, sockeye, white perch, crappie. Jeff Brule's going to join us. He'll update us on the freshwater scene right after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's the bass singing that. That's not Jeff. Jeff is not a big bass. He is the big bass fisherman, and he gives us our fishing reports for fresh water. The Berkley Power Bait is the sponsor, and that flavor on those Berkley Power Baits attracts more fish and keeps them holding on longer and gives you more time to set the hook. With the Power Bait jigs, Berkley's done the science. Now you catch the fish. Jeff, good morning. This is a cold, chilly morning. Not the kind of morning you up and at them. You know, sometimes if you're fishing a tournament and you got to go, you got to go. But otherwise, my advice, wait till the sun comes up and warms it up a little bit. So, what's going on with the fishing? You know, we talk mostly about bass fishing, but this is we're getting close to prime time for the old white perch. And that's kind of a mystery fish to people. We have a lot of them. I think it's underfished, because they're not as easy to catch as the brim are. When the brim get plentiful, people, you know, you can go out there with just a cane pole, a cork, and anything underneath it and catch them. But the white perch takes a little bit of scientific fishing and knowledge and skill to get them. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the time of year when they start gathering up deep, you know, big reservoirs like Toledo Bend. Yeah, they might be 30, 40 foot deep in big schools. And they'll gather deep, and then all of a sudden as the water temperature warms up, they'll start moving shallow to spawn. And if you can find them spawning, they're like the brim. You know, they'll bed up and you catch a lot off one cypress tree or, you know, off a bank, stretch a bank. But usually it has to get up in that 60 degree water temperature, which everything's in the low 50s right now, just about everywhere. All the guys I talk to, the Morgan City gauge is at 3.3 feet. It's a good level, but the water's just cold. The few anglers I did talk to around the state, a few of the reports that I did get, most of them are going out catching a handful of nice white perch, but they're not on fire yet. And places like Grassy Lake and Cracker Head around the Verrett area are doing pretty good. If you go up to, say, Concordia, the Oxbows up around Natchez, they're catching a few up there, but again, they're deep, and they're not only catching a handful when they go. I went to the Chipunky this week just to kind of check. Water temperature was 51 degrees, kind of clear. We don't get a lot of rain on the North Shore. That river gets super clear, which makes it, to me, a little tougher to catch them. And I caught some small perch, but they were deep, about 10 foot deep, and just kind of moving around along with a jig. But hopefully the river's supposed to kind of go up and down the next month and not get too high. And places like Old River, that should still be good. And we just need to wait for the water to warm up. And it's just hard right now with the cold water temperatures.
Jeff, if you would, kind of keep tabs on what's going on in that Tickfaw, Tangipahoa, that area that Hurricane Ida hit. I don't know if you last week we were talking about 250-plus million fish were killed is what the estimate was, and it certainly shows up because people who fish that area have all been talking about how tough it's been. But hopefully it'll bounce back. It may not even be this year. It might take next year before those areas come back.
I know historically with Katrina and some of the other hurricanes we've had around the state, it usually takes about a year to 18 months where they start catching, you know, a lot of fish, usually small. And then you know, during the tournaments, they'll bring in some nice fish here or there. But it's going to take another couple of years to get that back. And I'm sure there's some guys stocking it here and there, but the ones I've talked to, they go for an hour or two. They said they're not even getting a bite. So it's going to be tough in that area for a while. And that's typical with the storms. I think Des Island's in the same boat. But, yeah, this marsh is pretty hardy. It's got a lot of fish. It'll come back. Your North Shore spots like Marpaw, they got several rivers flowing into them. And sometimes way up the river, the fish didn't get hurt by the storm. And as they spawn and the fish kind of filter down, they just repopulate, which is a way of taking care of things. But the bass fishing is pretty much the same story. The water temperature's in the 50s everywhere. Just got to slow down and try to figure out how to catch some fish. You will get some bites, but it can be tough.
Yeah, sure is. And that was exactly what the report said, that, you know, some of those upper reaches, the little small creeks and drains didn't get the bad water, and the fish got up in there and came in. It just take them a while to filter back down and spread back out. Jeff, next time we talk, if you would, you and I have fished New Orleans City Park lagoons. They're bringing back the oldest freshwater fishing tournament in the country, and that is the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. It's going to be held in March, and if you would, maybe get some tips because, it's you know, people can start scouting and figuring them out before the tournament starts, and they'll be able to go there with a little bit of information.
Will do.
All right, Jeff, stay warm, my friend. We'll see you next time.
All right, thanks, Don.
All right, there he goes, Jeff Brule, our freshwater fishing reporter. Yeah, that New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo, very historic, is coming back in March, and we're going to be talking a lot more about it. And Jeff and I have fished over there and caught some pretty nice bass. There's some big bass. It has been stocked with some bass, and the Wildlife and Fisheries monitors it. They did some deep dredging to improve the habitat there. It's a great place to fish. Doesn't cost a dime, lots and lots of miles of shoreline to fish fresh water. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to get to your text messages. 504-260-1870 is the number. I'm looking for a few things. Suggestions for episodes on Bayou Wild TV. I'm looking for a snipe hunting spot. And, well, anything else you want to tell us. We'll be back right after this time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
All right, we have some more fishing reports coming, but let me get to those text messages that come in live here at the studio. We've got a good morning. This is John from Folsom, headed to our lease in Bunky for the youth duck hunt. That's right. We got the youth and veterans only duck hunt today. The 9-year-old son, he loves to listen to the show. I believe we have a mutual friend, Jeff Anastasio. Yeah, old Dr. Jeff. Good to hear from you, John, and good luck to you and the youngster on the duck hunt. My Bayou Wild crew is heading right now with the Squirrel Master, Carlton Savoy, and some young hunters from St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Happy hunting. Well, good luck to y'all and those kids. And You'll see that on a future episode of Bayou Wild TV. And I got to tell you, Carlton Savoy, he is the squirrel master when it comes to training squirrel dogs. All right, I'll have some more of these text messages for you right after we pause just 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque. All right, I put out a request for snipe hunting areas, and our old friend Ray Ray from Lacombe, Louisiana, he said Thursday he went down Lake Road and saw as many as 15 snipe jumping up from the side of the road, probably saw over 50 on the drive to the end. I have to check that out. Ray was one of our Alaskan Cajun invaders when we went to Alaska. Thank you for that report. All right, here's one from the Backstrap Stacker. He's checking in from Clark County, Alabama. It's the last weekend of their deer season. He says, I know my wife is happy. He's headed out to finish the season. There's a few deer still running the doe, but for the most part, the rut is done in Alabama. Okay, thanks for that, Backstrap Stacker. TRD in Kentwood. It's 25 degrees in Kentwood. Yes, it's chilly out there. Here's another one that says, if it stays cold much longer, maybe on Bayou Wild we can do an ice fishing segment. Brr. Strangely enough, I was talking to one of the visitors that came to Marsh and Bayou last week who was familiar with ice fishing. And something I've never done, but I'd certainly be happy for him. But I don't think we're going to do it around here. Here's one that used to go woodcock and snipe hunting with my dad out by Tantella Ranch. Well, I hadn't heard that name, Tantella Ranch, in a long time. But ain't doing no hunting around there now. Got a little sad face. Here's one that says, your show this morning with one-shot Boone was a good one. As for your snipe, Bonnie Carey Spillway at times has a good population. I'm going to have to check that out, too. Yeah, the one-shot Boone is young Boone Hoops and from Ohio, Hunt of a Lifetime. You may be hearing some of our Hunt of a Lifetime commercials. It's an organization that makes possible hunting and fishing trips for young people who have been afflicted with terminal diseases. And I got to tell you, young Boone, what a kid. You got to love this kid. If you've never watched or don't want to watch Bayou Wild, watch this one. You really do. It's called One Shot Boone, and it's his Hunt of a Lifetime. Take a look at it. We got the Mad Trucker checking in. And Justin in the Gentilly Refuge, he says, it's so cold there. The possum and coons must be taking a vacation in Bermuda. No, they're around. They got to eat. They're scrounging for food to keep warm. By the way, speaking of animals coming around, in my pond, I've been living out here and I've had the pond probably 40 years, maybe a little longer, and I've seen some strange things in it. But for the very first time, I had an otter came in the pond. First time. Don't know where he came from. He was pretty bold. He wasn't bothered by me or the geese or the horse or anything. He just went about his business, and I watched him catch and eat three fish. I don't know how many he ate. Got a little bit of video on him, too. In fact, I might put that on Facebook so you can see it. What a great little creature, otters. I always said if I came back as an animal in my next life, I think the otter would be the one. They just have so much fun. All right, here's Toby. Where you been, Toby? He's checking back in with us. I don't know where he's been, but he's gone up to Columbia, Mississippi. Going to try to get an old buck one more try. And, Toby, I'm looking forward to maybe making a turkey hunt with you this season. We'll see about that. And the River Rat's taking the big rig to Florida. Be careful. Be safe. All right, you want to shoot us a text? 504-260-1870. The Pods Driver's checking in. We got all these nicknames and handles on this show. You can get one, too, if you'd like it. All right, right after this, we're going down to Delta Marina. We'll talk to owner Mitch Juricich. He got a nice buck. Yeah, he's got some venison in his freezer. Hopefully he's got some fish in the water down there and some bait for you. We'll talk to him right after this quick timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you head down Highway 23, just a few miles south east of New Orleans, you will run into the Delta Marina. And the owner, Mitch Juricich, joins us now. And, Mitch, first things first, let's hear that deer story, man. That was a pretty impressive 8 points you put down on the ground.
Yeah, Don, we had a pretty exciting hunt that afternoon. You know, the mornings have been so cold, the deer just haven't been moving much. And, I started to stay thinking, let me get out there a little early in the afternoon and stay warm in the mornings, because on them mornings when it's in them 20s, mid-20s and all, we find the deer really don't get out till about 9, 10 o'clock they'll start moving. So I got out a little early in the stand that afternoon, very early actually, and as soon as I got set up, I just heard all kind of grunting and cutting up. I've never heard a deer grunt so much, you know, as what I heard on that afternoon. And he just would not show himself for nothing. But probably 20 minutes of, I started doubting if it was a deer, not a hog, because of the way he was carrying on. But finally, about 20 minutes later, I looked on down the little path, and there he was standing there, and I saw the doe in front of him, and I said, wow. And he just offered me the perfect shot, the perfect situation, and I got really, I guess I say I got lucky, because he was pretty far, and he just dropped right there in his tracks. And I knew he was a good one, but when I got down, he was really nice. And it really made my season. That's one that'll make your season, you know, so I was happy with that. And seeing several others last trip that were, you know, moving around pretty good, but couldn't ever get in position to get another shot. I have one tag left, but as you said earlier, the rut's pretty much winding down. In fact, I don't even like this extended season in Alabama. I think, you know, that our bucks are pretty much run down, and whatever got away, he's going to be there for next season and all. So I'm going to go up and make a little stock assessment, see what goes on, because unless it's a real trophy, I'm going to pass it, you know, when I get these last couple of days. I'm basically going to clean up the camp and close it down and get it ready for turkey season.
Well, congratulations on the deer. And, you know, you mentioned the noises he was making. Deer are much more vocal than most people think. Have you ever heard a deer click? Those bucks will do what they call clicking a doe. People mistake it for a frog or something. They don't really realize what it is, but that's the best way I can describe it, is a click.
I've heard that. I've heard every sound they can make. I've been hunting for 38 years up there, and it's like I've heard every sound, even the does. But deer, bucks, and let me tell you what I learned on that one, there's no set way of grunting, because he made some long, deep grunts, the clicking grunts, the short grunts, and then blowing snort wheeze. I heard it all that afternoon, you know, in that 20-minute segment. I mean, this doe must have really been – she must have been a special one, I can tell you that.
He put on a show and tried every trick in the book to get the doe.
He talked every language a deer could speak, I can tell you that.
I learned something, exciting, too, about calling early when I in my deer hunting. When I first started calling, I was bow hunting. And I gave a bleat call to a doe, and that doe looked right up in the tree at me. I was about 14 feet up, and she looked dead on me. They can pinpoint that sound, so you got to be careful when you're using those calls if they're close to you.
100%. And let me tell you, I've learned that, you know, using the grunt call and all. You grunt, you put that call down, and you wait, because they've heard it. If he's around, he heard it, and they coming. And it's amazing exactly what you said. I don't care how high you are in a tree or how covered you are, they're going to look straight to that sound. He's going to look up. And it's like, how many times have I been busted because I wanted to give that extra grunt, and I turn around. And another thing, they'll try to circle downwind. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what they do. I mean, but
yeah,
their
strange
ears
because
can definitely tell that sound.
It's strange because I've never seen a deer in a tree, but they're looking up there when they hear it. All right, so much for deer hunting. How's the fishing been? This little cold snap and wind is going to kind of slow things down a little bit, but what's the pattern been?
It seems like every weekend we get in this pattern of this strong cold front coming through. But when we do get some good days, you know, some of our guides, they're very slow right now. But, you know, a couple of them went out a week and a half ago. They had a nice trip on some redfish and sheephead. We did have one group go out. It was a really bluebird weather day, through the little warm spell, really nice. They caught a little handful of speckled trout, but beautiful fish. So the fish are there. It's just the weather's got to cooperate. You know, we've been very fortunate to have live shrimp throughout this whole winter so far. And in fact, we had some guys coming in to pick up a guide operation coming to pick up 500 this morning. I'm like, well, golly, who wants to go fishing today? But I'm glad they're coming, you know, because it's howling out here right now and freezing cold. And, man, I wouldn't even think about it. I wouldn't even be hunting this morning. I'd be sitting in my bed waiting for this wind to die down and the sun to come out. So,
yeah, it's brutal. Well, Mitch, you got a great look.
There's a lot going on down here this weekend, too,
right.
I want to mention. We got the Hart's Chili Cook-Off down in Venice, along with that Nutri-Rodeo going on down at Venice Marina. That's going to be something to see. And coming up on March 5th, we got our old church, an Empire, St. Anne Church. And she's going to be 100 years old, so we're going to have a big celebration in Empire. Our cabins are all booked up for it. The big event's going to be held at the marina, so we're going to have all kind of food and music and everything to celebrate her 100-year anniversary. So we got a lot of good things coming up. You know, we got a kayak tournament coming the following weekend, so March is really going to be busy. It's been a slow winter, but that's to be expected, you know.
Yeah, you guys are rolling down there. It's amazing how some of those churches in places like Empire can survive all these hurricanes, you know. I mean, they've gotten beat up, but they go back and rebuild them, and what a wonderful little place that is. I'm very familiar with it, and look forward to that celebration.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Mitch, thanks for all the information. Again, congratulations on the deer. Enjoyed chatting with you, and I want to invite people to make a stop down there. Got the Ponderosa Restaurant, got a tackle store, got lodging, boat launch. You got it all.
And the oysters are at their prime right now, too.
Ooh,
so don't miss out on these good oysters this time of year with this cold weather. I mean, this cool winter has really done the trick with them. Believe me, they are as good as they ever going to get.
Well, I got to get some. Thanks, Mitch, again, and we'll see you next time.
All right, Don. Thank you.
All right, there he goes, Mitch Jurisich, Delta Marina. Coming up next, it's blowing and it's cold down in Grand Isle. Not much fishing going on, and the rebuild continues. We'll get Daryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com, and update us on the latest. Stick around. We got lots more to go on the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, right after the top of the hour break, I'm going to give you Cliff's notes of a couple of issues that were discussed at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. One is the discovery of CWD in a deer in Louisiana, the first time this has happened, and also a pretty depressing updated speckled trout report. All that's coming up. But right now, let's talk to Captain Daryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com, been updating us on the comeback of Grand Isle, or severely hit during Hurricane Ida, and right now experiencing some unfishable weather down there. Daryl, what's going on in Grand Isle?
Man, it is cold. And, I mean, not like it's shattering news, but, man, you get down here with all this water surrounding you and you put a 20-mile-an-hour wind on top of 35-degree weather, and, yeah, it's bone-chilling. You know, I mean, I don't expect there's going to be a whole lot of effort today. You'll have a few diehards on the side of the road. I can promise you they won't be in boats. They will be, you know, hovering next to that truck. Make 3 or 4 casts and jump in the truck. Don, you know, the weather's been so crazy the last few weeks. It's like we finally got winter. It's really kept everything kind of stirred up and muddy. The, you know, the only folks that are really doing anything good and predictable is getting up deep in that marsh and finding some deep holes. Now, the 2 days before this front came through, we had those hard southerly winds. And the water level came way up. We were over the dock a couple of days. So, you know, that kind of gets those fish to move around. And when we get those incoming tides off of the Gulf like that, the water temperature comes up. It makes them a little more active. And then all of a sudden you get this front that comes through. It runs all that water out of here. As of this morning, I think our water temperature was 52 degrees, and it was still on a hard downhill climb. You know, it leaves those fish moving around a whole lot. It stirs the water up. So if you're in a boat in that marsh, your biggest thing right now is either redfish or sheephead. We don't have that Highway 23 situation, or, you know, and those other areas down around Shell Beach and all that, where they have those deep canals where they pile up. But if you spend enough time in that marsh, you'll find you some deep holes. And I'm talking anything 6 to 10 feet deep, and especially on those low water cold days, all your redfish are going to be stacked in that hole. it's just a matter of working them and getting them to bite. You'll find redfish, black drum, and sheephead all mixed together. You know, so you just got to work that and just be happy with what the day gives you. The trout bite, with the exception of off the side of the road, has been kind of non-existent the last week or so. Part of that is because just hadn't had a whole lot of effort looking for them. But, you know, everything we just talked about with the weather and the muddy water and everything, it's the other side of that. You spend a whole lot of time looking for a few fish. So, you know, that's kind of what's going on. The island is still moving. It's still moving forward. Had an official release from the old Sand Dollar, the Grand Isle Marina, they are now officially open. So they're ready to do business. Ramp, the rooms, I think the rooms are going to open the first of the month. They had an incident with a cigarette that produced a little fire damage, and I think they're going to reopen their rental rooms come the first of the month. But other than that, I mean, we're going to be ready for March 1st. Like I said, we've got trips. Our first trips of the season are Mardi Gras week, and it's time to start paying the bills again.
Darryl, I got a question in here real quick. Someone wants me to ask you about reports of flooding on the Chenier side of the island. There's sandbags being placed on the shoreline. You know anything about that?
Well, all right, so after Katrina, when Katrina came through, it created a big sandbar on the Chenier side of the pass. You'll remember all those piers that used to go out into the pass, they now went out to a sandbar. Well, this storm, Ida wiped that sandbar away, and it wiped it away all the way back to the natural bank. So there's a little bit of riprap there, but not a whole lot of attention had been paid to that bank over the last 10, 15 years because of that big sandbar that was out in the pass. Well, now that Ida has wiped that away, those homes up in there and, you know, those piers all go back out in the pass now, and those homes are exposed to the pass itself. And when you get those southeast winds, you get those 3-, 4-foot, 5-foot rollers coming in, they start breaking. And they're breaking on that bank and flooding those houses. So what they're doing is some shore stabilization right there. And I guess it's a temporary move until they can get something permanent, you know.
Sounds like they need to get a dredge in there and pump some sand in there to kind of rebuild that bar.
We talked about last week. You know, they've been approved for this $200-something million or whatever. You know, a lot of politicians beat their chest on that. Approved doesn't mean appropriated. And then you got to do 6 months worth of government studies to figure out what you're going to do. They need to hurry up.
Yep. Darryl, we got to go. Thanks for the info. Glad you got to get that report in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Y'all stay warm.
All right. We'll be back with hour number two right after this.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.